The Villa Grove School District in Douglas County has roughly 650 students and a $686,000 deficit. As part of a three-year budget-cutting plan, the district is eliminating the high school art program, reducing the number of kindergarten and first-grade sections, and getting rid of some after-school programs like cheerleading and golf.
Across the board, there are quite a few cuts, and as we went through this, it's a painful process, and it's difficult, and it's frustrating because we feel like we've done a good job here managing our funds, and this situation has been thrust upon us, and there's really not much we can do to control it.
That's Villa Grove Superintendent Stephen Posnick. He says as a way to cushion the blow, the school board is considering a sports co-op with the nearby Heritage School District, which will allow them to share physical activity space. The district has had to make all of these cuts despite having cut the budget by $250,000 a few years ago. It's not the only one. The Charleston School District in Coles County eliminated roughly $2.6 million from its budget in 2009 and 2010.
Here's what I think. I think we were ahead of the game.
That's Charleston Superintendent Jim Littleford. His district has four times as many students as Villa Grove. Over the last 3 years, the Charleston School District has lost more than $2 million in state aid, and Littleford is projecting another $1 million hit next year. Charleston won't have to do any major cuts this time around, but Littleford says if things don't improve, the district will have to look for new revenue and likely cut more programs. He says PE and fine art are on the table for the first time.
I've lost a lot of sleep. You get in this education business, you get into it to help children and to provide education to kids. And when you're not able to do it in the manner of which you've been able to do it, then it really causes some hardships for you.
Villa Grove and Charleston are just two examples, but state funding affects all districts statewide. Under the state funding formula, the minimum cost to educate students in Illinois is $6,119 per pupil. School districts are expected to cover what they can of that amount, and the state ideally picks up the rest of the tab. There is also an element called the poverty grant to provide more support for schools with low-income students. But in recent years, the state hasn't been able to pay the full amount that it owes schools. In fact, the state has only paid 89% of that amount this year, and based on Governor Quinn's budget proposal, it could be even lower next year. State Education Superintendent Christopher Cook says more cuts are not realistic, especially when schools are required to meet new mandates for teacher training and tougher standards for students in meeting math and reading goals.
We're trying to make a lot of really critical and necessary improvements, and we're doing it at a time when we've been seeing, you know, increased reductions in the budget, and that's why the board this year is saying that simply needs to stop.
Cook is urging lawmakers to raise education funding by $874 million for K-12 education, but Governor Quinn wants to cut about $308 million in order to deal with pension costs. As state officials argue over how much money should go to schools, districts are stuck in the middle, guessing over how much they have to cut. To balance its budget, the Decatur School District is getting rid of block scheduling at the middle and high schools and cutting 77 positions in a district serving more than 9,000 students. But business director Todd Kovalt says the decision was made without a clear picture of what the state funding will be.
Illinois requires that you provide notice, I believe it's 45 days before the end of the school term. We have to make the reductions now, even though we really don't have a complete understanding of how the finances are going to be for us next year, and probably won't know until school starts in the fall.
Unless the state finds a solution to its problems, Illinois schools will likely face more challenges, complicated by the looming effects of the federal sequester and drops in revenue from local property taxes. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.